A historic night at the Moda Center last night. Who would have thunk it that this season the Blazers were going to set a single game record for the biggest victory in franchise history?
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? I see you feel it in there, Jordan. Don't act like that.
53-point victory. Now, when I say against two, it makes a lot of sense because they're absolute dog water, as the kids say, against the Charlotte Hornets.
No, this
against,
isn't.
Against Jusuf Nurkić.
This isn't the step up to greatness that fans are hoping for. No.
Also, you can tell the Hornets just got a big win against the Lakers here recently because they go and do that the very next game.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I didn't know if they played on Thursday or Friday. They did play on Thursday against the Nuggets. Sorry, I am not up to date on my my Nuggets schedule and what they've been doing lately. Or, excuse me, my Hornets schedule. But they come into the Moda Center last night. 141-88 victory for the Portland Trailblazers. My God, who saw this coming? Didn't they have one of their biggest losses in franchise history earlier this season? I'm pretty
something
sure they
like
did.
That.
They
lost by Spike 40-something to, I can't remember who that game was to.
I don't know, but it definitely happened
they
this
got
year.
Scraped, yeah.
So in this single season, you have had one of the worst losses in franchise history and one of the best wins in franchise history. If that's not a Blazer season for you, I don't know what is.
That's, you know, I'm not shocked.
Too good to be bad and too bad to be good.
I'm not shocked. The truth is the Blazers are a much better team than Charlotte is. You know,
they're good enough where they're above the dog water tier of the NBA and not good enough to really compete for a playoff spot or championship. And maybe you get a 10 seed in the play-on spot. Cool. But
I'll say this, man. This team was – they were supposed to win 23 games all year. That was their threshold. That was the prediction from most of the experts. The Blazers are going to win 23 games for the year. They did that before the All-Star break. I think there's something to be said for that. This team is trying to do stuff. I understand how disappointed everybody is that you're not going to get Cooper Flagg. Like, as the guy that, you know, wants
I'm
the team
to be well.
I'm still
holding out for our 4.5% chance.
There's still hope, right? You know what I'm saying? Because, again, when the Blazers got Greg Oden, they were like – not even
they
the
were
top
like
five.
I think it was fifth best odds.
Yeah, well, even still, like not the best odds, but not something that you'd be super, super excited about. It's all about how the ball bounces, right? How does those lottery balls end up bouncing? And if it bounces the Blazers' way, great. But for now, I think they should keep trying to play strong. They've got great players. They've got really good players. They got four dudes that can get you 20 every night. Every night, if one guy's down, another guy, one of those other three guys will step up. And so last night you saw it. You saw Kamara is not one of those guys I'm talking about, but he can give you 20 if need be.
You got to it, and I was going to mention it later in the segment, but, you know, in a time in the NBA where we complain about dudes not caring, not trying, it's a bad product, you know, et cetera, et cetera. If there is one player on this Blazers team
1,000% agree.
That makes you motivated, makes you happy to watch the team, shows you that there is someone that does care, it's Tumani Kamara.
100%.
That dude, if he doesn't get first or second team all defensive MVP, I mean, that is just a downright abomination.
And the only reason they wouldn't give it to him is because he plays for
Portland and nobody watches up here.
But the things he's doing defensively, you know, leading the league in charges taken, you know, all and having won every single game, you know, every game that he's played, at least especially during the streak and up until now, he's drawn a charge. Like, that's impressive. That's great defense. That's patience. Like, those are things that you can't teach, unfortunately. And I think that's the type of guy that Chauncey Billups really needs to kind of anchor this defense that he keeps preaching about wanting to kind of instill for the Blazers.
Well, it's funny that he said it's, you know, something you can't teach, because this is something that, you know, like with my son, I've said it with basketball. I remember a game earlier this year. I don't know who they were playing. I think it was Oklahoma City. And I was like, to Monte Kamara, I was like, watch him this entire game. I was like, don't watch anybody else but him. And he was just giving Shai Gilgeous-Alexander the business and just making it uncomfortable and making him – I mean, I'd have to go look back at the box score, but it wasn't one of his best nights. I mean,
I think he still had a solid game, but at the same time, it wasn't him going off for 30-something and grabbing, you know, 9 assists throughout the night. Like, it's – again, you said the main thing, making him uncomfortable. Like, there is one thing. Every player in the NBA can get buckets. And leaving them unguarded, they're going to go to work.
Lamar Hurd had a great line on Tomani Kamara last night where he's like, you know, this is a guy that was kind of, you know, left in the shadows of the Phoenix Suns and in the trade package for Dame. Tomani Kamara is the shadow. Wherever you go, he goes. And I was like, ooh, that's a good nickname now, the shadow.
Yeah, yeah.
For Tomani Kamara.
I like it. Make it a thing.
But again, like, he's one of those guys, like, where you see a team like this with the Blazers as they move forward, who is a part of the future, who you want to see as an integral part of this team, he is on that list. Again, to me, it comes down to five players that I want to see just moving forward, be a part of this team for the next three, four, five seasons. Tim, Scoot, Shaden, Denny Avdija. Wow, words.
Avdija.
Thank you.
It's okay.
Sometimes you switch the J with the D or
the V. Have you heard some of my
J
updates? It happens.
And Donovan Clingan. Like, those five right there, to me, are like, I want
that's
those
what you build around.
That's your five. That is, you know, and you add pieces, draft, you know, not free agency, trade. That's what you build this core on. And Tomani Kamara is, I mean, when has the Blazers had a player like this? This
Batum, I think, with the last time. Like, Batum was probably the
I would end, say Kamara's and, offense, though.
Is now, better than, no, because Batum could get buckets. He was just inconsistent. I think that was the biggest thing.
As far as being able to run an offense, dish it out, have the ball in his hands, playmaking ability.
He was
ability,
really our point forward at
you
that
give
point.
It to Batum a little bit more. But, I mean, to me, Kamara can go and get a bucket. He can drop. I mean, he had a dunk last night where it looked like Shaden going up.
He's had a few of those in the season. I know the last game was a loss, but he caught a lob. I was like, ooh, that's a great catch.
I believe the term that was coined by the late Brian Wheeler, not just boom shakalaka, he turned it into Batum shakalaka on a couple of different occasions. I remember a couple of good dunks by Batum. Yeah. And I don't think he could go off on like points-wise like Tomani has on any particular night, but he filled up the stat sheet, and he did all the things that you needed to do to help the team in ways that you don't really see in the box score. Yeah. He was a really good defender. You go watch Nick Batum in his early days, he was giving the guys the business on defense, and he was the one that basically always, if you remember, Batum, he's guarding the best offensive player on the opposite team, regardless. It was always his assignment, and he handled it perfectly back in the day. Tomani, maybe even a step above that. And what was he, like an early second-round pick?
Yeah.
Well, and traded in that thing with the Lillard deal?
And what the thing with Kamara, though, is that, like, maybe the Batum's defense was great, but Kamara just is he's the energizer bunny, man. Yeah. He just keeps going and going and going. And, again, this is something I was referencing when, like, talking to my son, is that when my son plays basketball, is that he's very methodical, and he thinks a lot. And which is in basketball, like, you can't really do that. Like, you got to just go, and then it's on to the next thing. And you can't really have a second to be like, okay, I just did this. Now I need to do this. Like, there are some kids, and really it's one of those that you can't teach. It's some of them are just wired that way. And players, and Tomani Kamara is where it's just like, I'm going to hound you and hound you and hound you, and I'm going to be in your kitchen and in your back pocket the entire time. You are not going to go anywhere without me being right up on you. I don't care what you're doing, what the case of the game is. If we're down 20-30, if we're up 20-30, you are going to be in fits all night.
And those are the type of guys that can anchor championship contenders. When you have a guy like that, that can...
In 3 to 4 years.
Well, I'm not, obviously not today, but as you talk about those, you know, those five players and everything, if the Blazers are able to build around this young talent that it does have, and let's be real, the Blazers do have a lot of young talent. And if they're able to keep these guys together for a little bit. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with Simons and everything like that. He's been here for a long time, but Simons is one of them dudes. Like, it's a guaranteed bucket. Like, it's when it leaves his fingers, like, I almost, there's not a time where I don't believe that it's going in. Even if he misses, I'm okay with them shooting that three-pointer. Reminds me a lot of Dame, that sidestep that he has. Like, they practice that a lot.
Well, that's something he's added in, and that's, I forget what the coach is that Dame had, his shooting coach, and oh my god, Phil Beckner, I believe.
Sure.
He's a coach in the NBA that specifically works with guys on shooting, and
okay,
he's Dame's shooting coach, one of his trainers, and like Simons, when he throws up that shot, it's like, you must be hanging out with this dude and must be coaching him, because that is almost dead similar to that Dame, like you said, sidestep shot and throw up a three.
It's confident. It's confident. And so we're not sure what's going to happen with Simons. But even if you took Simons out of that, and I'm knocking on wood here because I don't want to see that happen. But even if you took him out of the equation, like, you still have a Scoot Henderson. You still have Tamani Kamara. You still have Shaedon Sharpe. Like, and Shaedon, there's some Kobe in him. Like, when I'm looking at him, I see young Kobe, like, number eight with the fro. Like,
that's when the Blazers have the ball.
No, when
unfortunately,
they have the ball,
when they are on defense, he looks a little bit more like Luka.
And I think I think that's something you can. Defense is nothing but
it's effort.
It's energy and effort. That's really
it's
all
effort
it is.
And give,
you
know, an F.
Yeah, it's for real. That's all you have to do. It's just it's energy.
Well,
and effort.
Anthony doesn't give an F, so at least on the defensive side.
There's a lot of dudes in the NBA that don't get. Again, this is why, like, watching Tamani Kamara as a basketball fan, as someone who wants to see the NBA succeed and get back to the perception of guys, quote unquote, giving an F, like, is that dude clearly cares. And that guy, like, when you see someone that cares. Who's another player? Jose Alvarado, right? Like, there's a guy that you hate to play against, but you want on your team.
It's
because
pesky.
You, yeah. Yeah, exactly. He's a gnat. The Pat Beverleys of the world.
Matthew Dellavedova.
Mm-hmm.
Annoying, but he will just give you the
Tony Allen. You know, certain guys, it's just like, man, you want them on your team. And I guess what? Every team that has one of those guys usually is one of the better teams defensively in the league. Like, because it's infectious, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you have a Draymond Green on your team that's willing to pick up everything and have that energy and even kick some people in the balls if he has to, like,
it makes
the rest of your team feel like, you know what? Yeah, I can kick somebody in their balls too. Let's go. Like, and so I think that's the type of infectious play that you need if you plan to be a successful team. I think the Blazers have a lot of the right stuff in place. It's just, I think next year will be that maturation year where they're actually considered one of the teams that people should be threatened by in the league.